Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, it's about noon in Pine Ridge, and so it's time for Cedric's breach of promise trial to resume. Inasmuch as the trial is drawing to a close, and it is expected that both plaintiff and defendant will bring out their star witnesses today, there's an extra-large crowd jammed into the livery stable courtroom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Clerk of Courts Grandpappy Spears opening the day's court session. Listen.
Hey, Municipal Court of the Township of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, is now in session. Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards, presiding. Sit down, everybody.
What do you got for lunch today, Ulysses?
Hey, Chef Abner. Afternoon, everybody. Always proud to see such a big turnout for the trial. By the way, Ulysses, what have you got for lunch today?
Oh, some sweet potatoes and cornbread, one thing or another, Lum.
Sounds good. Try not to get no crumbs in the jury box. Ulysses, Ari Hodgkin's been complaining a little. He says he likes to keep a neat livery stable.
Okay.
So one of the jurors sitting next to Grandpa Masters, prop him up a little higher in his chair, please. Yeah, that's better. Thank you, Miss Clayton.
Let's get the trial started.
Squire, if you don't address me as your honor, I might just fine you $500 for contempting the court.
Good for you, Lum.
Have you fed our cow yet, counsel?
Yeah, Don fed her, yeah.
And I reckon we're ready to proceed.
Yeah.
Now take up where we left off with the case of Winifred Opal Redfield versus Hees against Cedric Wolfgang Wehunt for breaching the promise. Plaintiff is suing for $1,000 heart bomb. Is the counsel for the plaintiff ready with any more witnesses?
Yes, Your Honor, we have one more witness and then we'll rest the case.
Good. We'll more than likely all need a rest for then. Who is your witness, Winifred?
Yes, Your Honor.
Winifred Redfield to the witness stand, please.
Your Honor, may I remind the court that Miss Redfield is in an extremely nervous and upset condition. In fact, she's liable to go to pieces at any moment. So I would like to ask the court to extend every courtesy and kindness to poor suffering Miss Redfield. And to keep the courtroom as quiet as possible, I ask the court's indulgence in this matter.
Well, the court will indulge her, or whatever that was you said. Swear in the witness, Grandpa, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, and Mr. Clerk, try not to raise your voice unduly. We don't want to upset this poor girl.
I won't upset her.
Don't worry about a thing, Winifred. Everything's going to be all right.
In the testimony you're about to give before this court, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Well, do you or don't you?
Say, I do, Winifred.
I do.
Sit down and state your full name.
Winifred Opal.
Oh, what's so funny about all this?
She's not laughing, Mr. Clerk. She's, she's on the verge of hysterics, is what it is.
Funny kind of hysterics, if you want my opinion.
Proceed with the questioning, counsel.
Yes, all right. Now then, Miss Redfield, you are the plaintiff in this action, are you not? Try to keep calm, Winifred. You were planning to get married, were you not? And who were you planning to marry? Or rather, who was planning to marry you?
Cedric.
Yes, Cedric, we are. And is that person in this courtroom now? Or is that Mr. Wehunt sitting over there?
Yes, Mom, this is me, I think.
I wasn't asking you, Cedric.
Oh, excuse me. I'll take it back then. I'm might not sure of me, though.
Now then, Winifred, from the time that Mr. Wehunt proposed to you up until the time of the wedding...
Abner.
Huh?
You know, O-B-J-E-K.
Oh, yeah. I object.
Objection sustained.
Not now, just a minute here. What is being objected to?
Abner objects because Cedric never actually proposed to Winifred. It was just a mistake. I called up her papa myself to straighten this whole thing out, and he took it that I was preposing for Cedric.
All right, I'll withdraw the question. It doesn't matter how the proposal was made, anyway. Winifred, I want you to describe, as well as you can, your general state of mind prior to the wedding. Yes, in other words, you were very happy and joyful, gay and carefree, looking forward to many years of delightful and interesting companionship with your husband, dreaming of a little white cottage.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
A picket fence, little children. In other words, you had built your whole future around this one man. Is that right?
I think so, isn't it?
Yes. Now, during this period, did Miss Tweehunt speak of love and of the future to you? What were some of the things that he said to you?
He said...
Must have been an interesting conversation.
Yeah, must have.
I'll have to ask you fellas to be quiet, I reckon.
Now, Winifred, after the wedding turned out so disastrously... After Mr. Weehunt coolly and without regard for your feeling walked out of the ceremony...
Objects.
Object, yeah.
Cedric was kidnapped. He never walked out.
All right. The point is that he never went through with the wedding. Now, Winifred, after all this happened, please tell the good men and women of this jury here exactly how did you feel... That is, tell them as best you can your general feelings, state of health, and condition of mind. Tell them in your own words, Winifred. Yes, I understand. You can't even bear to talk about it. What a pity. Well, all right, Winifred, that's all. You may get down off the witness stand now.
Wait a minute, Squire. Abner ain't cross-examined her yet.
Well, Your Honor, I hardly feel that this poor, frail, delicate girl is in any condition for cross-examination.
Well, I don't care. According to the rules of the court, she's got to be cross-examined. Go ahead, Abner.
Yeah, let's see now. What did I ask her?
No, come up here a second, I'll tell you.
I object to this matter of the court and the defense counsel conferring during the trial. It's nothing short of collusion.
All right, Squire, I'll put a stop to it. Court will now recess for 1 minute. Now, come up here, Abner. I want to tell you something.
Yeah,
sure. See if
we can get... Now, wait just a minute. Calling a recess doesn't make sense. God, there's that blasted cow again.
Court's in session again. Go ahead, counsel.
Winifred, did Cedric Weehunt ever actual propose to you?
Huh?
I say, did Cedric ever actual propose to you?
I object on the grounds that this girl is in no condition to stand up under such a withering cross-examination. Why, you can tell by looking at her she's on the verge of collapse. Aren't you, Winifred? Winifred, I said you're about to collapse, aren't you?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, what a pity the poor girl collapsed just like I thought she would. Hurry up, give me some water. Help me get her up here.
Yeah,
help
I'll
me, somebody.
Get
some water.
Get some water. Yeah,
help this poor girl. Oh, the poor girl has all been too much for her. Now, easy, Abner. Easy there. She's very frail and delicate.
Doggies, I can't lift her. She's about the heaviest one frail human I ever seen in my life.
Wait a minute. Maybe she can make it by herself. Here, let me have her. Are you feeling better, Winifred? Yes, that's it. Now, come on, try to stand up. Charlie, I believe you'd better take your daughter right home and put her to bed. She's in a serious condition. Yes, now, come on. That's it, Winifred. Go with your father.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. Abner ain't done cross-examining her yet.
Good grief, man. You can't expect this poor little girl to go through any more than she already has, surely. Now, get her home as fast as you can, Charlie. Goodbye, Winifred. I'll see you later. Oh, just listen to that pitiful little cry of hers. Sounds like a mournful... Oh, drat that cow.
Yeah,
Here's the water. Where's
she? She went home with the pole.
Here, give me the water, Grandpap. I've been thirsty all day.
I'm very sorry this happened, Your Honor, right in the middle of the cross-examination, but these are things over which we have no control.
No, I reckon not. Well, we'll carry on anyways. All right, simmer down, everybody. Court's in session again. Was that your last witness, counsel?
Yes, the plaintiff rest.
Good. Now you can get started, Abner.
Huh?
Get to the truth of this thing. Call Wimpy Foster to the witness stand.
He ain't in court yet, Lom. Would you call him on the telephone, Grandpap? Tell him to get over here.
Yeah, I'll call him.
Yeah, it's the time.
Court's in recess till the clerk gets hold of Wimpy Foster. Come up here a second, Abner.
Yeah. Say, Lom, you reckon we ought to put Cedric on the stand there while we're waiting for Wimpy?
No, Cedric just gets mixed up, Abner. He does himself more harm than good.
Well, we ought to be doing something, Lom, not just standing here.
I know it.
Looks sort of bad for us, don't it? Winterford collapsing and all.
Yeah, it does. Wait till Wimpy gets on there and tells his side everything, though. I ain't a bit worried long as we got him.
Well, I hope you're right. Tell you, I hate to see Cedric lose his case. Special when he's got such a good lawyer as me.
Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpap back already.
Oh.
All right, folks. Court's in session again. Did you get hold of Wimpy Foster all right, Mr. Clerk?
I talked to his mama. He wasn't home.
Well, where is he? On his way over here?
No. He's on his way to some army camp. That's where he's on his way to. He just got drafted.
Huh?